What a beautiful day it is in the Lord. Amen. You know, I've been thinking about an awful lot of things, and I just want to thank God for a time that our country sets apart for a time of Thanksgiving. You know, Abraham Lincoln talked about having a day of fasting and prayer and having a day of Thanksgiving after the Civil War, and to help turn the country around. And we're pretty much in a, you know, for lack of a better term, a political civil war right now. So I don't know how things are going to come out. But, you know, we just take one moment at a time and look at things and say, Lord, we have to just turn it over to you. Sometimes I have to do that with my own kids, especially my son, who is dealing with a lot of issues, and we have a broken relationship, and it breaks my heart. But I have to say sometimes, Lord, what a wonderful gift that you've given to me with my son Butch. I love him, I care for him, but I can't seem to do anything with him. So I just want to give him back to you, Lord, and take care of him. That's the best I know how to do, rather than just keep putting myself on guilt trips and stuff like that. So I know you'll take good care of him, Lord. So I thank you for the gift, but I'm giving him back to you. I think that's pretty much what we got to do with all the things in this life. But you know, it's pretty hard for any of us to trust that God's working out our problems, because you can't see. You can't see everything he's doing. Now, I know, you know, we have to have faith, and we should, because that's part of our relationship with God. We just have faith. So what's having faith? It means that God is true. And if you believe that, you're having faith. But faith sometimes gets shaken, and we know that. The devil sometimes will assault us with doubt and unbelief. And as I said many times, he can play tricks on your mind, but he can't read your mind. But God knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows what you're thinking even before you ask him. But Satan will play tricks on your mind. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1, 18 through 19 on the Amplified Bible, says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope of which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparability. We thank you for the great power that he has given to us, because we come compatible because of the grace and the love of God. So as long as we believe, God keeps on working. So when we feel discouraged, we need to encourage ourselves. We always say, well, we got a biblical mandate to encourage each other, and that's so true. But, you know, we need to encourage ourselves that God is doing things behind the scenes. So many things that happen that we just kind of say, well, it's just a coincidence. No, there are no coincidences in life. God is always at work. I think one of the greatest things about believers, especially filling our minds with God's Word, thinking, well, they used to have a thing called positive thinking, and we need to do that, we need to fill ourselves with God's Word. It says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we got to fill our spirit with the hope and the joy. I always hang on to the scripture that in John, there where Jesus talked about, you know, in this world you'll have trials and tribulation, but fear not, for I have overcome the world. That's what we need to hang on to. So take heart, my child, and just trust God in these times. They're troubling times, and I know that. I don't mean to make light of it, but, you know, God will let us get through it. You know, especially in this country with the COVID thing and the people that are developing vaccines and therapies, and so many people are recovering. You don't hear much about that. You just hear about the cases. But there's been a lot of wonderful things. The vaccine is on the verge of being released, and the therapies. And nobody ever talks about the amount of people that's recovered from this virus. There's a lot of them, and I'm sure you probably know some of them. I know quite a few of them, and it's a grateful thing. But in this world, Jesus said, you're going to have trials and tribulations. But don't worry about it, because I've overcome the world. And what do? We pray. We have to pray. We have to ask God to give us the wisdom and the grace. And that's why we come to Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and we lift up the prayers of the people. Because we thank God that He's given us so many blessings to understand what we have and what we need. And Thanksgiving's coming up this week. I want to continue to pray for the church, pray for the United Methodist Conference, but more importantly, pray for your little church here at Bethel. We have a lot of faithful people, and we're grateful for that. And but our little church is just in need of some special prayers because of the people that we try to minister to. We need to be able to reach them. We're not getting a lot in church, but we thank God for the online service. But keep your little church in prayer. Pray for the military, and we pray for people that's in fire and EMS and first responders and all the health care givers, both the ones that are in home and also the ones that are in the hospitals, doctors and nurses. And more importantly, we've got to pray for teachers and students. Our grandkids are doing online school at home, but it's tough not having fellowship with their friends. So we want to lift up our young people and lift up our teachers. And we can feel the prayers that you pray for me and Judy, and we appreciate that. Our little granddaughter, Lexi Allen, the cystic fibrosis thing, and we're hoping and praying that it'll continue to be under control. Sarah Brown, Gina Davis, Albert Goder, Mary Hall, Sylvia Marsh, William McLeod, Tina and Travis, especially as they're traveling this week up to Alabama, and all of their families. Greg Rucker and Tina Rucker, who is off getting a little bit of Tina time, as she called it. So pray for her as she travels. And she said that her dad was in the hospital, so we want to pray for Tina, too,'s father also. Don and Pat Singletary, Debbie Thompson's son, and David Trimble, and Amy Wadsworth Smith, and or Smith Wadsworth, rather. And Linda Rupp, she's a young lady that is a friend of our son's, and she's struggling with a brain tumor that is not going to be able to be fixed. But she is a woman of faith. I've been so blessed in these last couple of months seeing people on their last few weeks of their life and how their faith comes alive. It encourages me, and it should encourage all of us, because that's the blessed hope that we have in Christ. World without end. Amen, and eternal life. And pray for Donnie and Patsy White. We lift them up this morning, too, and Eddie White. But we also want to know that if there's any requests that you would like to be added to the bulletin or being even on this list, there's prayer request paper in the sanctuary, but you don't need the prayer requests. You can just send Phil a note or send myself a note or text us or call us, and we'll get you added to the list. We got a bunch of prayer warriors in this little church, and we thank God for them. But you know, and the other thing is, you need to learn to pray for yourself also. I love intercessory prayers. We pray intercessory for all the prayers that we were mentioned aloud, but we also know there's a lot that are never mentioned, that people don't tell you about it. But God will also accept those prayers, because they come directly from our heart to the throne of grace. That's why it's so important to be able to know that we can talk directly to the Father. And that the Lord's Prayer made that very obvious when the disciples realized that Jesus went off by himself, and they often wonder, what do you do when you go off there by yourself, Lord? And he said, well, you know, I need a little rest. This being God's a little tough sometimes, and I have to rest too, especially since I came here in the flesh. And they said, well, what do you do? And he said, well, I rest, and then I talk to the Father. And they said, can we talk to the Father? He said, sure. Let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Well, God bless. Hope and pray you have a good time with family and a good time of Thanksgiving. And just take a little bit of rest and reflect on all of our blessings. It's challenging out there. There ain't no doubt about it. But all things work together for good, the Lord says in Romans. So we just thank God for that. In Jesus' name, keep you safe until we meet again. Amen.